this is Erin Foley.
Rebecca Corey here.
And we're talking sports.
Without any balls.
I never liked them.
I love them.
Ugh. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
It's Erin Foley.
It is Rebecca Corey. We're here.
It's a beautiful, gorgeous day in sunny Los Angeles. And I tell you, soccer. Let's start with soccer. You played soccer. I played soccer.
Yeah.
Lots of soccer news.
Mm-hmm.
You played soccer in high school, right?
No. Well, yes. A year in high school. But
okay.
I started playing when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Center forward, right wing, midfield.
Okay.
I'm not much of a defender. I'm real low to the ground. 4'11", for those of you who don't know, for our listener.
I bet you're quick. Are you quick like fire?
Cool. I am.
Is that an expression?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've been called a spitfire.
Okay, spitfire.
I've never been called quick like fire.
Quick like, I don't even know if fire's quick. But
I don't even know.
I did see backdraft.
Oh, the fire in that was very quick.
Very quick.
I mean, but yeah, I played all those in a real bad attitude. I'm a dirty player.
Wow. On the air.
I'll say it.
Wow.
I'm just going to be honest. That's what I'm about.
Oh my God. We already have someone calling in.
We do? Who is it?
Hi, this is Janice. I played with Rebecca when we were 6 years old. What an a-hole that girl was. Oh. She grabbed my ankle and won't let go. Thank you, Janice. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
Wow, do you remember her?
No, but I didn't recognize the receding gums.
Right.
Erin made a very funny face. Just to be honest, Erin was doing a character, you guys. No one called
in. No, I don't know. You don't know. Let's not reveal our secrets right away.
We don't have the capability of someone calling in. No one's even listening, right?
Listen, I just took 4 tutorials from 7-year-olds on YouTube. So
you
don't know what I'm capable of.
First of all, I want to tell you how proud I am of you for getting these microphones to work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It only took 17 hours on my own and 5 minutes at the Apple store when someone else did it. So that feels great. It feels great. It feels great at my age to be getting audio lessons from a 4-year-old.
But you just paid $100 to get more audio lessons.
More audio lessons. I'm going back to Mac and I'm going to take classes on GarageBand because I'm 56. Oh. So that's fantastic.
I want to know, what sports did you play?
Well, on the soccer theme, I played soccer. I moved to Rhode Island when I was in 7th grade, and they were soccer crazy in Rhode Island, and I played softball and basketball, and then I had to start playing soccer, and I realized I couldn't keep up with everyone's feet skills. Their skills were unbelievable, so I decided, well, I can catch things, and I can kick things, so I became a cheerleader. Kidding! I became a goalie. Was a goalie.
That, now, see, I can see you're 5'8".
Yes. 5'8", large hands.
So you can, and you're fearless, so you have to be to stand in front of a ball that's coming at you at, what, 30 miles an hour?
At least.
And you had no problem doing that.
I didn't sleep for years. That's when my Foley anxiety kicked in. You know, all these girls were going, we were really great at soccer as a town, South Kingston, Rhode Island, shout out. And all these girls were going to be like on college scholarships, and I was the last line of defense. And we all know I have some small anxiety problems for my mother, Mary Foley.
Are you on
in Ruskin, Florida? She'll never hear this, okay. So it's fine. Am I on anything? Just a good solid dose of white wine spritzers every 3 hours.
Okay, good. Okay.
So yeah, I played goalie.
Right.
Yes.
That always scared me. I played, as I said, center forward, right wing, midfield, where I just had to run a lot.
Yes.
Threw some elbows.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't afraid of spitting.
Oh, you spit at players?
I did.
No.
I got fist fights too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, pushing, pile on top, punching.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, you are a spitfire on stage.
Sure.
RebeccaCorey.com. She's got her tour dates up.
Yeah, CORRY. I've got 4 coming up in the next 2 years.
Well, no. So what was the pinnacle of, like, did you ever get kicked out of a game?
Oh, yeah, I got kicked out of, I didn't get kicked out of every game, but I always got a card, a yellow or a red card. And
wow.
One time I got a red card, and the referee said, hey, come here, you know, threw the card up, what's your number? And I said, I'm from Kent, which is a white trash suburb of Seattle in Washington State. And I said, area code 253-631-6545. And he goes, get out.
Oh my God, that's the greatest red card story of all time.
But I have to tell you, if I'm being totally honest, I truly believed that that's the number he wanted.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were
I was
a little
mistaken.
Bit of a hooker, a little bit of a hooker in the junior high school era.
Yeah.
Give me your number. All right, creepy man with a van.
Yeah, but played basketball, volleyball, softball. I don't have the upper arm strength and I'm afraid of a grounder. I'm not going to lie about it.
I think as you get older, you get more. I like playing a rec league out here.
Okay.
And I've always played outfield, but, you know, sometimes I'll play like pitcher short or something like, and the grounder's coming. And all these years later, I'm terrified.
Yeah. You don't. Well, in being in the field that we're in, we don't have, we're not known for having great insurance.
You mean no?
Right.
No insurance.
So if you get, you know, if you lose an eye or you lose a few teeth, it's trouble.
It's trouble with insurance. I can't even imagine there'd have to be a Kickstarter campaign for Aaron Foley's front teeth.
I can't imagine having to go to Toluca Lake Medical Center and asking them to replace your teeth.
With someone else's teeth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let's talk. Why don't we talk a little bit about.
I almost lost my teeth, though.
How?
In a soccer game playing. I was goalie, right? This is the one time I got like a massive concussion. Flew out of the goal. We're in a tournament. I don't know where. I think Long Island, because Long Island's crazy about soccer. And ball's coming towards me.
First of all,
away.
Love that. Okay.
I don't like any balls
I
near
know.
Me.
Coming at you.
Coming at me. That's your expertise. Balls flying around your head.
Balls flying around.
Woman breakaway. No, mm-hmm. Now I would just run out of the goal and make out with her. But back then, mm-hmm. I had to stop her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's running towards me, breakaway. And it's just like instinct takes over. I run out of the goal, dive. And the woman shot it off my head. Bounced off my head. Into the air.
Yeah.
Save the goal.
Yeah.
Let's just say I saved the goal.
That's pretty unbelievable.
And then I went back into the goal and realized I had no idea where I was. I mean, no, I don't know if you've had a concussion, listeners. Please dial the number and talk to us about your concussion.
I'm not sure there's a number, but go ahead.
It's an elusive 818 mm-hmm. number. So I'm in the goal and I'm freezing. Your body temperature changes.
It does.
Yes. You get super cold. And then my sweeper, Aileen, she kicks the ball back to me and I pick it up and I'm just standing there and everyone's just looking at me. I'm like, why is everyone looking at me? And then she comes over and she's like, what's going on? I go, what do I do with the ball? And she's like, coach. And they take me out immediately because I'm completely incoherent. And then one of our teammates' mom is a nurse. And she comes
Great.
Over. She's like, concussion.
Handy.
Go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, here's the worst part of the story.
What?
I'm
well,
fine.
It sounds pretty bad so far. There's another worst part?
It's worst part.
Okay.
That night,
the
entire women's and men's soccer team, we're in high school now, has a raging party in the hotel.
Of course.
Raging party in the hotel. I'm at my friend Becky's, like, hotel room with her parents.
Yeah.
And her parents have to wake me up every 20 minutes. Okay, so one hotel room, it's me and Becky's parents.
And they're waking you up every 20 minutes for what reason?
To make sure...
You don't die.
You have to stay up the whole night when you have a concussion. Like, sit up in bed and just make sure that, like, you know where you are every 20 minutes.
Because for,
like,
you could die? Or
like, brain injury. They just want to make sure that, like, you're okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's Seems what, a little old school, but then again,
well,
it was 20
years
ago.
It was.
Right.
So keep your voice down. So in the other hotel room, raging party, just you do.
Yeah.
And then every 20 minutes in my hotel room was like, hey, what's your name? Aaron Foley. Aaron Foley. Do you know where you are? I know. I'm Aaron Foley. That was
everyone's dry humping and getting finger banged, and you're saying your name out loud to yourself in a dark room.
Yes, to my friend's parents.
Becky.
Yes,
to Becky's parents.
To Becky's parents.
Was Becky at the party?
No. Yeah, I don't even know. She might have been. I can't remember.
She wasn't by your side?
No, I think her parents were. Her parents were like my second parents. Oh my god!
So Becky got to party while you got to spend the evening with her parents.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Hayes. They're like the most wonderful
you're
people
a trooper,
on the planet.
Though, being a goalie, that's something else.
Being a goalie. Did I tell you I also wore glasses?
No, but,
I wore plastic.
Well,
glasses. They were blue.
They were the rims were blue.
Varnays. Put them on your face. Remember that ad campaign? I might have just made that up, but I'm pretty sure.
I think you did.
Just pretty sure. Varnays.
Now,
put them
have
on your
the
face.
Strap?
Oh, I had the strap. I had a black strap. I had blue glasses.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I struggle with self-esteem issues, but here's the thing. Blind as a bat. I needed them.
So you wear contact lenses now.
Now I wear contacts.
Great. Good for you. What is your eyesight? Is it -3.5 or what do you
know? No, it's like -2 on both sides.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not so bad.
Really, it was necessary for you to wear giant glasses when you played sports?
Well, when I take my contacts out, I could probably see this computer and not you.
Okay.
And you're 2 inches away.
Okay.
So, yes, I needed glasses. Glasses.
If you could find some pictures, that would be great.
I will find some pictures, and I will put them up on our website once we get one.
It's going to be coming soon along with a phone line. What has inspired you in sports this week or month or just in life?
Well, I'm getting excited for the new women's soccer season. We've got a whole new league.
When does it start?
It starts, I think, mid-April to mid-August. 8 new teams. I think it's called like National Women's Soccer League. I might have made that up, but I think it's the NWSL. Boston, Chicago, Kansas City, Portland, Seattle, Washington, Western New York, and New Jersey.
Nice.
It's going to be so exciting.
It is. Very cool. I wonder if Julie Foudy, who I know, not that I like to name drop, but Julie Foudy and I are friends.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. She is quite a lady.
She is quite a lady. I want to play her in the TV movie.
Okay. I don't know if that's in the works.
Well, you know what? It's going to be in the works after these podcasts become nationally famous.
If anyone is interested in representing Aaron or I professionally, we're both in the industry and would be open to that.
You know when like you're out in like you know when people are like, oh, who do you get? Who do you look like? You know, and they want you to say some famous actress.
Yeah.
You know, I always go Julie Foudy.
Do you really?
Totally, all the time. And they go, oh, and they're like thinking, oh, is Julie Foudy in like 2 and a Half Men? I'm like, no, she's one of the greatest soccer players of all time.
And 2 and a Half Men, phenomenal television show.
Phenomenal.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
Surprised she's not on that.
I'm surprised.
Oh, I love surprised. That you say Julie Foudy.
I say Julie Foudy.
I get Mary Lou Retton.
You get Mary Lou Retton.
Yes, I do, due to our body types.
Well, she's a national treasure.
Well.
But she really is. And you know what? So are you, Rebecca Corey. You
Thank
are
you.
A national
Thank
treasure.
Thank you very much. And when people weren't mistaking me for a boy or a man when I was younger, I got referred to as Dorothy Hamill.
Dorothy Hamill, another national treasure.
Due to the hair.
The hair.
Yeah, my mom cut my hair with dull sewing scissors and a bowl.
God, I don't know why we became stand-up comics.
I don't know. I wear a dirty hat, and I wear sweats 90% of the time.
She does, folks.
Okay.
She does. She's also clutching her pit bull in a small safety blanket.
Yes. I do have a pit bull.
I think they're called security blankets, but I went with safety blankets.
Okay, good. That's fine.
So lots of soccer talk. Here is a really good, interesting story. And then we're going to talk about other sports, because I'm obsessed. Mm-hmm. This is a feel-good story. Kidding. FIFA, National Organization for Soccer.
For us, by us. Oh, no, that's FUBU. Go ahead.
Story out of Nigeria. That's when you got to turn the radio or the television off. Nothing good happens
there.
They
decapitate women in Nigeria sometimes.
Sometimes, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. FIFA had to write to them for clarification of reports that lesbians have been banned from the game in the West African country. Lesbian is now officially banned from Nigerian football, which means they're not going to have any players.
Right.
Is this thing on? It's a tricky issue for FIFA, however, because homosexuality is illegal under Nigerian law. That's why I do not vacation in Nigeria.
Right.
Any player that we find is associated with lesbianism will be disqualified, someone told the reporter. We will call the club chairman to control their players, and such players will not be able to play for the national team.
Interesting.
Control their players from making out with each other's faces.
Well, but apparently
horrible.
Being a lesbian's wrong.
Lesbians, I mean, women get treated already horrible. Lesbos, you're going to lose a whole team. I mean, am I right?
You're absolutely right.
At least half.
I would say more than that.
There's a lot of straight ladies playing sports. I mean, obviously. But there's also a lot of lesbos.
Danica Patrick.
Oh, God, I want her to be gay.
Okay. I don't believe that she is. But
no, she's super. She's straight. She's dating, her new boyfriend is another race car driver.
Right.
Just came out.
I wonder if he ever puts his face between her boobs and goes, you know.
he NASCAR speedways her boobs.
Yeah, I bet they do a bunch of sexual race car stuff in the sack.
I bet their bed is a race car. Remember growing up, those little boys' beds.
Do you not? Did you not watch Silver Spoons? I bet he's like, shift my gear, shift my my gear, you know, that kind of stuff.
And she's like, can I just take a night off? Yeah. I just want a night off.
Just want a night off. And she's like, he's like, wear the helmet, wear the helmet. I'll suddenly have made a meme. Like, he jokes her. I don't know.
And they like pipe in the smell of burnt rubber to get like all excited.
Why not? Like at the, like where they pipe in the smell of bananas at King Kong at Universal City when you go through on really? The tram. Are you being serious?
No, I'm being totally serious. I have no idea what you're talking about.
At right Universal now. Studios, when you take the tram tour, you drive through King Kong, and they pump dry ice that smells like bananas.
I've never been there. Oh, okay.
Okay. Yes, I kind of, I almost passed out. I'm
I know,
back.
I know. I'm I back. Had to grab your hat yeah, and lift your head back up.
She did. She did.
You know, we'll do a live podcast from King Kong.
I would like to do a live podcast from the tram.
All right, from the tram. Okay. You're on. All right, so listeners out there, support women's soccer mid-April to mid-August. And we're going to have, in probably a couple weeks, we're going to have one of the stars from one of those teams on here. Yeah. I don't know how.
Or at least,
it's gonna happen.
At least Julie Foudy.
At least Julie Foudy. Yeah. Yeah. She's amazing. Well, I'm sure she's got a contract to broadcast those games.
I'm sure she does.
Which would be very exciting.
Or
okay.
We could have Jamie Maggio or Ramona Shelbourne.
Or at least Ramona Quibley. I mean, we've got so many...
I don't
you
know.
Ramona Quibley? It was a children's book. Oh, okay. Like, Ramona Quibley, age 8.
Like Judy Blume?
Yeah.
Judy, like Judy Blume will be here.
Judy Blume will be okay. on. Okay. Megan Rapinoe, Judy Blume. Uh-huh. All
Dr.
Stuff.
Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. Okay. Here's some fun stuff going on. We've got, let's switch some gears over to some pro basketball.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman. This happened last week, and then we're going to air this, but it's still relevant. Doing some work in North Korea. Finds himself in North Korea, as you do, doing a basketball documentary. And now he's friends with Kim Jong-un.
Who's like a
horrifying dictator.
A horrifying dictator.
Who just 2 days ago nullified the, I think it was called like 53-degree parallel. I'll have to fact check that. Anyway, the agreement, the armistice that ended the Korean War. He just called it null and void. And so we're in troubling times for the countries of North Korea and South Korea.
Rodman
and Dennis Rodman is
hanging
our,
out with them.
Now Dennis Rodman has now become our new...
ambassador.
Ambassador. Crazy pants. We're sending crazy pants to talk to crazy pants.
I mean, the last time I saw that gentleman, I think he was on Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab.
Probably.
He was struggling with substance abuse.
Yeah.
What documentary are they doing? He's making a comeback against Koreans?
I wish. That would be a documentary, Dennis Rodman versus Koreans.
What could they possibly be filming?
Well, I think it's something to do with the Harlem Globetrotters, and he was over there with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Doing?
I don't know. Doing some documentary. Here's the thing.
Tell me.
You want to send David Robinson over, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Remember David Robinson?
Yes.
The Admiral.
Yes.
I mean, he played for the Navy.
Sure.
He, you know. Yeah. Was in the Navy.
Yeah.
Larry Bird.
Yes.
We can think of so many ambassadors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two countries coming together with polar opposite ideologies over basketball. Wonderful story.
Yeah.
Not with Dennis Rodman at
Mm-mm.
the helm.
Mm-mm. Nope. Dennis Rodman was, you know, I lived in Chicago during all of the championships.
Wow.
All the Bulls championships.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was a really great experience. They were turning over cars in my neighborhood when they won. Magical time.
Yeah.
But he basically shit on the glory of Mike Jordan, like watching Michael Jordan have to high five him, knowing that Dennis Rodman was, we didn't know where he was the night before, playing with a hangover, rolling in at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, it was a horrible, horrible thing. You know, it would be like Lady Gaga, you know, going to
doing a duet with Justin Bieber.
That's what I mean.
Something
that's exactly
like that?
What I mean.
Yeah.
It's just, if you don't take something that's great and perfect like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And then throw Dennis. I mean, Dennis Rodman was really fun to watch play basketball because he was out
his
of his mind.
His defensive skills were unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What was his name? The Worm? Wasn't it the
yeah.
Worm?
Yeah. Which
the
I'm.
The Snake, the Worm.
I can't under. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could figure out why he was.
Yeah.
But I just think that he is really, the guy needs attention. He's a horrible father. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I'll record it.
He went on the interview with George Stephanopoulos and said that they're buddies, they're friends.
Yeah,
Stephanopoulos,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, said, you know, there's 200,000 people in imprisonment camps. And he goes, guess what? We have them here. And Stephanopoulos was like, what? And he's like, oh, that's politics, man. I don't want to be a diplomat. You know, you're not going to be. I think we're good. I think we have plenty of diplomats.
I think we're all set. Don't think anyone's going to vote on your ticket.
Here's my fear.
Yeah.
You tell me what you think.
Sure.
It's going to start a trend. And Meta World Peace is going to be at, like, Hugo Chavez's funeral. Lindsay Lohan's going to be like, I think I can do good work in Russia.
Is that how Lindsay talks now?
She talks out of the side of her mouth with an accent.
Crystal methamphetamines.
Hey, hold on. Oh, you know what? We got a caller.
We have a caller. Hang on a second.
Hello?
Oh, I've just been pimped. yeah, I was just calling in for Lindsay Lohan. Wait, this is Lindsay Lohan. Hang up on her.
What? Okay, I just turned
hung up. She hung up on her.
Yeah.
Crystal methamphetamine makes...
Yeah. I feel like she was probably wearing her Mickey ears when she called.
Okay, probably. And doesn't Charlie Sheen want to mentor her?
Yes.
Anyone realize he looks like Don Knotts? All right. speaking of Meta World Peace, I gotta say, I follow him on the Twitter.
Love it.
You know, he's lean down.
Yeah.
He looks really good this year.
Okay.
That left hand steal is unbelievable.
He's good.
His left hand is remarkable. He steals every ball with his left hand. You know that, right?
He steals every ball with his left hand?
Left hand.
Did not know that.
Every steal Meta World Peace does, done with his left hand.
Is his left hand larger than his right hand?
I don't know, but I want to see it.
Okay.
I don't understand. I'll never understand what Meta World Peace means, previously known as Ron Artest.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to better his life because he was in the stands once with his wife beating the crap out of someone who threw a hot dog at her. Remember?
Right. Yes. That was when we played for what? It happened at Indiana?
New York, Indiana? I thought. I don't know where he played. Probably. I'll fact check that.
We'll fact check. We'll be back next week.
But he just tweeted 20 hours ago. What have you done for someone other than yourself today?
Hmm.
So I think that Meta's really trying to do I think he's trying to better himself and try to be positive. He hasn't had any fist fight issues.
Good.
On the court. I don't even think he's had many. Maybe he's only had one, if any, technicals this year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Kobe's had a ton.
Well.
But, you know.
He's a real piece of work.
Yeah. He's what we call a POW, if we didn't want to say piece of work.
Oh, POW.
He's a POW.
Okay.
But I love Meta World Peace. He does misspell things. One time he said, they lost horribly, and he tweeted, I take full responsibility for this lost.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
But you know what? I respect him. He tried.
Yeah.
The S button, I did want to see if the S button was close to the T button. It is not.
Right.
So he actually spelled out, I take full responsibility for this lost.
All right. Well, yeah. You always want them to be a little bit more eloquent and educated.
That's right.
We can't have it all.
We can't.
I have a really poorly developed left hand.
Is that right?
Well, no, I mean, not really. But I'm just saying, like, his left hand is a lot better than my left hand.
And I think he's right-handed.
I can spell loss. He can get some seals with his left hand.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. Kobe Bryant, do you know that he did release a album? You know Kobe Bryant released a rap album?
Every time there's new information about Kobe Bryant, I turn my computer off and throw it out the window.
Okay.
I do not know this.
He did release an album when he first got into the league, and I have been following Kobe on Twitter. He's very Hollywood driven. He loves to go on Kimmel. He always high fives everyone along courtside. It's all about celebrities that are there.
Yes.
You know,
and he's a raging narcissist.
Correct. And,
fits right in.
Absolutely. And, I have tweeted to him several times, so I'm sure he'll be listening to this. I've said, I'm tired of masturbating to your old album.
Wow.
When's your next one coming out?
Wow.
He has not answered.
Wow. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's got someone screening, and they're just not, he's not getting the information he needs.
Well, what he's going to do is he's going to force me to buy Shaquille O'Neal's album. And then what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Then I think you stop following Kobe, because the Shaq album must be pretty smoking awesome.
Yeah.
All right, let's shift some gears.
We're going to shift it, just like Danica and her boyfriend.
Oh, her boyfriend. I want to be your boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This was fun last week. Let's shift some gears to football. Actually, we've got some hot new trades that came out today, but let's talk about this first. Lauren Silberman's tryout cut short. Okay. Here we go.
Let's explain who she is.
It's pretty remarkable.
Very.
It's like really super exciting. This woman, Lauren Silberman, she went to the combine. She went to the NFL combine to try out to be a place kicker in the NFL. First female ever to be at the combine.
Ever.
Which is like the best thing ever. Unfortunately, where the story goes south,
yeah,
is that she hurt herself. I'm not laughing because she hurt herself. It's just that, like, it's so awesome to have like a female at the combine.
Yeah.
And then she hurts her quad before she even gets on the field. And she kicks the ball about 13 yards.
Twist her ankle wearing a heel? What happened?
I don't know. I think she hurt herself like warming up a couple days before. Mm-hmm. And we're cheering for you, Lauren. I just wish it went more than 13 yards.
Mm. Oh, wait a minute.
It went 13 yards.
The ball that she kicked went 13 yards.
Yes. She was a soccer player at Wisconsin, MIT. The woman's like super awesome.
Yeah.
She's like, she's just
hardcore.
She's hardcore. And
she takes health and fitness serious.
And got hurt a little bit before. She wanted to try a 60-yard field goal. And 13 yards. It went 13 yards. I feel like at that point you just...
you go, you know what, guys? I was just kidding about this. I'm going to head back into the ladies' locker room. I'm going to grab my purse. I am going to tweet some of my friends. I'm going to give myself a facial. And I am going to head home.
Yeah.
We'll regroup about that. You know, the other thing I worried about with her, though, which is no one can answer. I think I've asked you this. Do NFL players wear cups?
They don't. They full on do not wear cups.
Are you positive?
I am 100% positive.
Every single one of them?
Well, I'm going to say yes.
Tom Brady, I'll
fact check it, but apparently they don't wear cups. I don't know why, because I try to just not think about that area for the last 12 years.
Sure. Now, that's all I think about, that area. And I'm obsessed when I try to take myself up to Runyon Canyon or try to be physically active myself.
Runyon Canyon's canyon for our listeners who are not in the Los Angeles area.
You mean for our listeners in Europe?
For our listeners in... all over Europe.
All over Europe.
And
the south of France.
And the south of France. I know we have a lot of new listeners in Nigeria. It's a hiking. It's a canyon for hikes. You hike up the canyon. A lot of people do it in heels, reading movie scripts.
Sure.
And those are the people I want to kick off the canyon.
Yeah, it's outrageous. But
Wait, what are you saying? I interrupted you.
Well, when they're jogging down it, I like to go up the side of the mountain. Men are jogging down the mountain.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do, so I'll wear contacts and put on sunglasses. Favorite thing to do is to watch their penises bounce around in their shorts. Oh, wow. It is my favorite thing to do. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
are they wearing cups?
None of them. And you can get quite a show depending on the material that they're wearing. I mean, it's...
Are you hoping for like a napkin?
Yes. Yes. I'm hoping for... She just told me to shut my phone off. But my point is when I watch football and they slow-mo it.
Yes. You're just looking at their jewels.
I can't. Sometimes I feel like it's all over the place.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know what? Maybe it is a cup, but it's not a hard cup like baseball player cups. Maybe it's a jock strap.
Yeah. Oh, they wear a jock strap.
They wear a jock strap.
Yeah, they have to wear a jock strap. Right? I don't know.
I don't know, but...
I'm breaking out in a rash.
But I want to know...
They have to wear something to hold their cojones, right?
Well, that's what I'm asking. I really don't know the answer to it. And everyone seems to have a different view on this.
No, I know they don't wear cups. I know that for a fact.
Because they wouldn't be able to run fast, or it would hurt them if they got hit, or...
I thought when you wear a cup and then... It's to protect your thingy, obviously.
Your penis.
And
it's like when Fonzie used to try to say love, he'd go, yeah, the penis.
Yeah.
We're gonna look into it, but I worried for her. My moral of the story is I worried for her because there was a time when I was a kid, I used to BMX bike race too. I don't mean form, but I did that.
Wow, toot it. That's awesome. I had a Schwinn. Oh. With a basket. Who wants to go for a ride?
Okay, I had a serious BMX bike.
Wow.
And I had the whole gear, the outfit, the padded shirt, the whole helmet, everything. And
beyond the Thunderdome for you.
Yeah, and I had slipped. I lived in Seattle. It rained a lot.
Okay.
I've slipped off the pedal and crotched the bar before.
Okay.
And it's unbelievably painful.
Yeah.
So I wondered what would happen to her if 300-pound men busted through the line.
Yeah.
And, you know, punted her.
Yeah.
In the vagina.
Here's what I think would happen.
What would happen?
Let's say she goes on the field, right?
Okay.
And she kicks a 60-yarder. And they're like, oh my God. Right?
Okay.
And she makes it through all, like, you know, the practices, and she's super fit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's her. I'm just saying this, like, someone.
Yes.
This,
a woman.
A woman. Okay. Right? Then you get on the field.
Yeah.
Right? And you know all the guys are gunning for you. Right?
They're going to be going
They're gonna
at
be
her,
totally going
They want to break her.
So what you got to do is you got to... As soon as you kick it, run.
Yeah.
you gotta kick it and then run off the field.
Just run as fast as you can.
Run as fast as you can. Sure. There's no.
It's cowardly.
It's not cowardly.
But kickers are kind of known as pussies anyway.
Well, I mean, they have a certain, specialty technique. They're not the rough and tumble.
They're not the rough and tumble.
And you got to protect the leg, so she's got to protect her vajayjay in the leg. And so I would kick it and then turn around and run.
Yeah. You know, I met Adam Vinatieri.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes. I actually have a jersey.
One of the greatest, if not the greatest, field goal kicker of all time.
And I met him after he won the second Super Bowl with his kick in the snow.
Oh,
and wonderful. Asked him, I asked him specifically, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
What, tell me, and I literally asked him, what were you thinking when you were out there?
What, during the game against the Raiders?
The second one that he won. I can't remember who that was against. But he won. He won so many.
The Super Bowl he won.
Super Bowl with a kick.
Yeah.
Twice.
Did he do it twice? Yeah. Rams and someone else. Yeah.
Okay. Fact check.
Yeah.
Fact check it.
Maybe the Eagles.
Maybe we need a fact checker.
We do.
A heavy set gentleman who sit behind us and fact check.
Or a thin lesbian.
Okay. So I asked him, tell me exactly what you were thinking when that happened. Yeah, he just was like, it'll be really embarrassing. Oh, and he also said he had thought about, like, all the times he'd practiced that distance.
Yeah.
It didn't look good.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it's a lot of pressure.
Oh, my God.
But he made it.
And so much pressure.
He was hot.
Yeah, but he's a good-looking man.
He's a very handsome man.
Very handsome.
Yeah.
What's your, all right, so thinking about all the sports you played, all the moments you had in your life playing sports.
Yeah.
What was, like, that, was there a moment... When it was like your Vinatieri moment. Was it like, I'm like scoring this for the win or I have to do this? Like, what was the most stress?
I think soccer, almost every single game was my Vinatieri moment.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of pressure.
And you were the goal scorer.
Yeah.
I was the
striker and the right wing. So a lot of pressure when that comes to you and you've two defenders coming at you.
Yeah.
You better figure it out.
And you punched them in their vaginas and you ran the other way.
I would, you know, I'm tiny, so I would get a lot of shoves.
Yeah.
And when you're tiny and you get shoved and you're running full speed.
Yeah.
You take air.
Yeah.
And when you get up, you're pissed.
Yes.
You're like, did you, and then the ref didn't see it.
You're like the Muggsy Bowes of soccer.
Yeah. Or the Spud Webb.
Or the Spud Webb.
Of soccer.
Of soccer.
Yeah. Then you get, and I have a temper. I'm Italian. Grew up in a family filled with rage. So
right.
You stand up and you're covered in mud.
Yeah.
They screwed up your moment.
Yeah.
And then you go ballistic. But to answer your question, I think it was almost every time it was up to me to score the goal, I felt like an Adam Vinatieri.
Wow.
Like, that's high pressure.
What about you?
What about you? Biggest moment, aside from the concussion.
Well, I played basketball in college and, I was there on a academic scholarship. It was D3 and my coach thought she was Pat Summitt and we were getting paid to play.
Okay.
So it was just like it would just be like any game against like, you know, Muhlenberg or Bucknell or something like that. And she would just be like, all right, you guys. And I'd be like, all right, can we take it down 80 notches?
Yeah.
And
no one has endorsement
deals.
And
we were horrible. We were bad.
Okay.
I was playing power forward.
Okay.
You know, there's something gone horribly wrong.
How are your ball skills?
Very good.
I could shoot from anywhere.
Yeah. But people were like overpowered me because sure. I shouldn't be playing the power forward.
Yeah.
I was getting like, you know, but yeah. I could jump.
Yeah, you can jump.
So I think that was like insane. It was insane pressure put on by like the coach, but I think put on by myself.
Sure. You're an overachiever.
I'm a nerd overachiever. State championships basketball senior year.
Like it.
We had lost in the state championships junior year.
Okay.
And I was on fire.
On fire, like for an example.
I got everyone in the huddle. I got the girls in the huddle.
Sure. You tell everyone to
take
a knee.
I said, I am not leaving without a championship.
No, you didn't.
I was screaming at them in a good way. And our power forward, or center, forgot her high tops. She forgot her high tops. And I said, you know what, Karen? She's big feet. I was like, we're going to find you high tops in the stands. Before the game started, I went into the stands and was trying to get her high tops. Because I was like, I'm going to win.
But wait a minute. What was she wearing?
She was just wearing, like, I don't know.
Penny loafers?
Yeah. I don't know. Flip-flops. So we took some dude's high tops off of him. I put him on Karen. She scores, like, 30 points. We all have, like, the game of our life. And we won the state championships.
Really?
Yes.
Did you get hoisted upon shoulders?
I didn't, but I was crying.
You were?
Tears of joy on my lenses, on my plastic blue, on my plastic blue eyeglasses. Yep.
Do you have a picture of that?
We do. I do somewhere. I'll find it.
Okay.
But the best is what we were talking about earlier before we actually started recording was the when I first started playing sports and I couldn't see, I just had my regular glasses. I didn't have like sports goggles, which are just horrifying anyway. They called me Kurt Rambis, by the way.
Okay.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
For our listeners, he was a not a very good looking man with goggles on. He played for the Lakers. And I was 12 trying to date. Okay. So that worked out. But I just had like, my dad picked out the glasses. I had little wire frames. I had businessman glasses. I was like.
And you're 12.
No, but I would know. I was like six.
Oh, no.
I was like 6 years old, like pitching in businessman glasses. Yeah.
Okay.
That's businessman glasses.
It's the best thing I've ever heard of in my life.
I pitch like a no-hitter and then sell envelopes. I gotta find some pictures.
I am begging you. Because I don't think my life can go on until I see them. Now,
can you
give me an example of what it was like being a sports head and trying to date?
Well... Rebecca knows this story and she's queuing it up. Well, no, in a nutshell.
Yeah, in a hairy nutshell.
In a, ew. Yeah. Or just threw up in my mouth.
Okay.
Well, in a nutshell, this continued on in college. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd always like all these guys. I was, you know, straight at the time. So gay. Whatever. But straight. I had no idea I was gay, which is just everyone thinks is the funniest thing ever. Mind you, I have a twin sister. On growing up on her wall, her bedroom walls, she has, like, you know, Scott Baio and Kirk Cameron and, like, a kitten in a tree that's like, hang in there. And then I have Lawrence Taylor.
And they talk just like Lindsay Lohan.
Hey, hang in there.
And you have who?
I have Lawrence Taylor, arguably the greatest defensive end the National Football League has ever seen. He had a small prostitution coke problem. But anyway, might have murdered someone in the offseason. Phil Sims, arguably number 11, one of the greatest New York Giant quarterbacks of all time. Uh-huh. Steve Largent, Hall of Fame. I mean, I had...
Wide receiver.
I mean, I wasn't even a fan of the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And I had Steve Largent posters.
Mormon gentleman.
Oh. Great. Anyway, so I had all these, like, you know, and you know, baseball cards and whatever. The point is, we would be in college, and college was the one where I was like, all right, like, I know more about sports than anyone. And I'd be like, I was like in love with this dude, and he played football.
What's his name?
His name was Sean.
Okay.
And we would be, you know, there all these girls would be flirting with him, you know, and I was like,
what did he look like?
Well, he was a running back. He was like kind of just fit and
thick
hot.
Thick thighs.
Yeah. And just so cute, but so nice.
Yeah.
And I loved him.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, straight ladies, you got all flirting with the boys, and everyone's trying to fit, you know. And I was like, oh, I can woo. I'm going to, like, every since day one, I'm like, I'm going to woo these guys with my sports knowledge. So these two girls were like, yeah. And I was just like, ugh, burn in hell. And so this one girl goes, oh, you know, you play football? And he's like, yeah, I'm a running back. And the other one goes, oh, so you run? You're a runner? And I was like, well, no, he's not. Not a runner. That would be track. He's a running back. And I'm like talking for him, trying not to get completely agitated. And he's like, yeah, no, I play running back. We got a big game this Saturday. I go, big game. You got a big game this Saturday. I'm sure I was talking like this too, which is really attractive. And then the woman goes,
and you had a whistle around your neck and your pants were pulled up to your breasts.
And so, exactly.
And a bi-level wearing Soul Glow. Go ahead. Wait, that was me.
I think I just had glasses on. Okay. Anyway. And so the woman's like,
I was into Michael Jackson. I had a home perm and Soul Glow. Go ahead.
That's so awesome. We're going to need pictures. Okay. And so then I just snapped because they were asking him the most, like, stupidest questions. Uh-huh. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I think that's when it was like, you're a runner. And I was like, listen, no, he's a running back, okay? He's got a big job on his hands. You know what I mean? Because, listen, here it is. It's all about who's going to win the line of scrimmage. We got to depend on our offensive linemen. They got to just win the line of scrimmage. They got to pull these defensive backs. Like, they got to get them back on their heels. They got to create these holes so Sean can take the ball and dart in, and he gets past the line of scrimmage, and maybe he gets some blocks from the safeties on the outside, and he keep moving the chains. First down, you keep moving the chains, and you got a real shot of winning because that ends and then you got to fake some runs, and that opens up the passing game. And then we got a legitimate shot of winning. And so, and then, like, it would be a pause, and I'd be like, oh, I got this one in the bag.
And then your dry erase board out.
And then, of course, he would, like, walk away with the feminine pretty lady. And I'd be like, and then I realized that if it was, like, a playback, it would probably be like, that's probably what it sounded like.
And you brought your own container of orange wedges to eat afterwards.
Then I'd do like the Gatorade bucket on the other girls. That's what happened. A series of unrequited loves.
Oh my God. I only wish I knew you then.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It was a good time. You know who actually loves that stuff?
What? Who?
Lesbians.
Oh, okay. And you know who else I think? Smart, straight girls. Who knew that the lesbian was a lesbian. She didn't know she was a lesbian, but still wanted the running back.
Yes.
That's who would love it, too.
Yes.
I think I fit into that mold right there.
You would, yes.
And I would be intrigued by what you're saying, because I love sports, too, but not the facts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just liked that, you know, so-and-so was playing with so-and-so. I kind of like the fact that pro athletes are getting on. We have access, like social media, with Instagram and Twitter, and now we know how stupid they are.
They are. It is so interesting to hold these athletes, female and male, equally in such high self-esteem. Like, I'm like, you know, go crazy of the WNBA and, you know, women's soccer. And I even follow golf. Like, it's ridiculous. You know, there's just a lot more, obviously, news from the men's sides, unfortunately. But, you know, and then they'll tweet something or, like, you know, status update or something. Yeah. And you're just like,
I take full responsibility for this lost. Like that. And then you go, oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You kind of want them to be, like, perfect and literate.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you want them to not, you want to, you just want to think that they're, hey, you know, now on basketball games, the court is mic'd and they do playbacks, obviously, when they're not swearing and.
Yeah. Know. And calling people.
You know, the N word.
Or the F word.
Yeah, the F word or the N word. They're literally every other word, they're saying the N word or the F word. So they have to edit around there. Sorry, just throw up in my mouth. That happens sometimes when I talk sports. There is word, however, that a female is dunking now. Is that fact?
Oh, well, there's been females dunking for quite a while. Well, there's been two of them. Well, it started with, I think Lisa Leslie can jam. I think she jammed. Candace Parker jammed with one hand.
Come on.
And now Brittany Griner out of Baylor, 2 years in a row. She just scored 50 the other night and dunked, like, I think multiple times. Baylor won the national championship last year, and they are poised to win again.
How tall is she?
She's 7'8".
No, she's not.
Her legs are carrots. No, I'm kidding. I think she's like, I don't know. She's probably close to 7 feet. She's probably like, I don't know. We'll have to Google it. 6'10", 6'8".
That is absolutely.
She's amazing. She's so fun to watch. I mean, she just dominates. Like, there's no.
How do you guard that?
You can't.
You can't.
You can't guard it. So you can put, like, you can, like, double team her.
It doesn't matter.
But then she just kicks it out. Yeah. And you've got, like, amazing shooting guards.
That's right.
And it's so hard.
Amazing. Amazing. I need to watch her play. Maybe we can get her as a guest to call in.
If I put you on my shoulder, she could still dunk over us.
I know. And there's no way that you could run fast with me on your shoulders.
No, I mean, it would be fun to try.
Yeah, it would.
The only thing we would do is I'd run down the court, right? Get there first.
Yeah.
You'd be on my shoulders.
You'd stop.
Here comes Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Right? And then you would be almost eye level.
Yeah.
And you'd have to poke her in the eye.
Yeah. Or give her a titty twister, punch her in the neck, and then slam her.
You guys, you heard it here. Had to stop. Brittany Griner.
Yeah. Titty twister, punch in the neck, slam it home.
Yes.
Hanging from, I get goosebumps when I see NBA players slamming.
It's pretty smoking awesome.
It is. Just to hang there and to act like it's, you know, my brother and I used to play Nerf basketball growing up in his room.
So fun.
But we put, we actually allowed punching.
Of course you did.
He implemented that rule. And so every time I'd go up, he'd punch me as hard as he could in the stomach.
Wow.
So I learned how to defend myself.
Yeah.
Block punches while going up, but.
That's why you're a great, great defender.
Yeah, unfortunately, I quit growing in the sixth grade, so I wasn't able to continue my basketball career.
That's okay, because you do a lot of other things well that don't require crazy height.
That's right. I can make popcorn on the stove with oil. You know, I used to not be able to do that. I can't tell you how many pans I've ruined.
Listen.
Yeah.
You got some strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you're not going to dunk, but you can just make the shit out of popcorn.
Let me tell you something. Up in the mountains.
Yeah.
7,000 feet up, snowing outside.
Yeah.
Crack open a beer. Maybe your sixth bottle of wine.
Yeah.
You want to make some stovetop popcorn? I'm your gal.
So you can not only deal with elevation.
Yeah.
And the harsh conditions of winter.
I'm in a house.
You can be wasted.
Wasted.
Still make perfect popcorn.
Never burning a single kernel.
Take that, Dennis Rodman.
Suck it.
You guys.
Yeah.
When I say that, I mean you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are out of time.
We are. We got to wrap it up.
We got to wrap it up. Our sound engineer is giving us the wrap signal.
Yep.
And that would, I say sound engineer, I mean Angel.
Angel.
Rebecca's pit bull.
Yes. And
sweetest
it's been great.
Of all time.
We learned a lot.
We learned a lot. We'll be back next week with exciting topics such as...
the undercarriage of Lance Armstrong after the French bicycle
revolution
race.
Soccer, basketball, football, volleyball, billiards.
Yes.
So much to talk about. Women's sports, men's
athletes.
Sports.
How many athletes are currently in prison? How many athletes have several children out of wedlock?
So many things. Who smokes? Who drinks?
Who drinks?
Who can make popcorn as good as Rebecca Corey?
No one?
No one.
I know a lot of the Cub players smoke. We'll talk about that next week.
We'll talk about
that. Cliffhanger.
Yes.
All right.
Have the best week of your lives, America.